From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The latest deadline in Iran nuclear talks approaches. International diplomats of six world powers in Iran are locked in intense negotiations in Vienna as a second target date to reach a comprehensive nuclear agreement arrives, with key disputes still unresolved, including a potential new stumbling block involving a push by Tehran to have a UN arms embargo lifted. They're trying to reach a deal to limit Tehran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
There has been progress made. There's no doubt about that. But there still remain disagreements and still differences over some particular factors that have precluded thus far reaching a deal.
Progress included the pace of sanctions relief and a U.N. probe into whether Iran's previous nuclear work involved trying to develop weapons. East African leaders on Monday demanded that Burundi delay the July 15 presidential election amid street violence and a refugee exodus brought on by President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to seek a controversial third term. The East African community asked for a delay of 2 weeks to July 30. Summit leaders met in Tanzania, a meeting not attended by Mr. Nkurunziza, who was on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, a Burundian general who took part in a failed coup attempt in May warned Monday he'll carry out more attacks until Mr. Nkurunziza ends his political bid, insisting the president is dragging the country back towards civil war. In Kenya, gunmen killed at least 14 people and wounded several others in the northeast town of Mandera early Tuesday, close to the Somali border. While there was no immediate claim of responsibility, al-Shabaab militants have claimed to have been behind a string of such attacks in the Kenyan northeast region. This is VOA News. Eurozone nations are to meet Tuesday to discuss the Greek financial crisis in the wake of Sunday's overwhelming no vote by Greeks in a referendum on international lender austerity demands for more bailout funds. Greek banks are expected to run out of cash as early as Wednesday. Athens projects to default on billions in loan repayments to European creditors later this month. Analysts say the crisis could propel Greece out of the 19-nation euro currency bloc. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The task before the leaders of Europe remains the same. And we have long indicated that it's our view that it's in their collective interest for these differences to be resolved. And we have freely indicated, both publicly and privately, that it's also in the United States' interest for this situation to be resolved. And we hope that the leaders of the respective countries will do exactly that.
Monday, the Greek finance minister resigned after repeated clashes with international lenders over bailout terms. The human rights group Amnesty International has accused Balkan countries of abusing migrants passing through their territories with destination of European Union. In a report released Tuesday, Amnesty said refugees and migrants fleeing conflicts in Syria, Afghanistan, and elsewhere endure beatings and extortion during their journey that takes them by sea from Turkey to Greece and then overland across Macedonia and Serbia into Hungary. President Obama has warned the fight against Islamic State radicals will be long, hard-fought, and require more than U.S. military might to win. He was briefed by military and intelligence officials on the fight against IS. Among those attending, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who was asked about intensified airstrikes in support of Syrian Kurds or YPG against IS militants in northern Syria.
The opportunities that we were pursuing in the last few days, the specific tactical opportunities, were not individuals per se. They were the freedom of movement of ISIL and its ability to counter the advances of the YPG. With local forces nominating targets, we validate those targets, including validating that there won't be damage to innocent civilians associated with strike, and then we take the strike.
President Obama said the fight against IS group will also include taking steps to root out the group's financing and strengthening local forces for ground operations. An Iraqi warplane bombed an eastern Baghdad neighborhood Monday, killing at least seven, wounding 11 others in what the military described as an accident. Chinese stocks lost more value in Tuesday's trading despite efforts to arrest a decline of some 30% in stock values over the past 3 weeks, the benchmark Shanghai Composite losing more than 1%. Vietnam's Communist Party chief meets President Obama at the White House Tuesday at an extraordinary meeting seen as another sign of improving bilateral relations. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice.